Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tom Fitzmorris with the second chorus of The Food Show. It's a program that pretty much explains itself. All we do is talk about food and restaurants and cooking, wine, cocktails. No matter where it is you like to go, we would like to go there with you pretty much, especially if you have found a place that I didn't know about and you did, and now we both are ahead of the game. Anyway, we talk about this from start to finish every day around town. On the weekends, they give me a little extra time, and of course, we have the powerful signal of WWL Big 870 to help us along. So if you were one of those people who was never able to quite get into the HD one thing, although try a little harder, would you? We can talk about it any which way. Our number is 260-1870, 260-1870, and we'd love to hear from you about anything that you've found in your travels here and there. I mentioned a little while ago that we went to an event over at Middendorf's, where they are in a few months, they are going to open on the Slidell end of Lake Pontchartrain, which I know will be very, very happily accepted by the people who live in Slidell, who will say that they have lots of good restaurants, but I got to tell you, I think it's a little less enthusiasm for that that would be right on. But they certainly deserve to have good restaurants over there, and let's hope that this is one of the things that gets started there. They've been kind of itching for a seafood place, especially like one as good as Middendorf's. That'll be terrific. Anyway, that was one thing. And last night, my wife and I went to our favorite Italian restaurant. Which do you think it is? Let's see if anybody can guess. And Robert is there, however, in the meantime. So, Robert, welcome to the Food Show.
Oh, thank you. We go into Susan Spice's new restaurant, and what would you recommend off the menu?
Which one are we talking about? Because she has three that are really kind of new, and one of them less than the others.
It's one on Canal Boulevard, right off Canal Boulevard.
The one, okay. That's an interesting restaurant. No two things seem to go with anything else on the menu. You think about, okay, what is she thinking about here? But it winds up, they have a little bit of everything. My favorite dish that I've had there was this big bowl of, you could almost call it a bowl of chili, but it wasn't quite that. It had a little bit going on with peas and I thought it was great. They also have a good hamburger on the list, and it's a pretty interesting assortment. It's no two things seem to be in the same category. But,
okay.
You know, we're talking about somebody who really knows what she's doing, and I wouldn't hesitate for a minute about going there.
Okay. Thank you very much. So it's,
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Tom.
Yeah, I think you're safe. You know, if there was one thing that really stood out, it would be that bowl of chili. I wish I could remember what they call it. It's an odd name, but it's good. You'll see it. This is the Food Show. Rosedale, yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. Rosedale, just off of Canal Boulevard, over by the railroad. The buses and the streetcars. The streetcars is what they have there, yeah. Mm-hmm. 260-1870. We'd love to hear from you right now about where you've been eating lately and where you'd like to go. Is there, if you have any thoughts about a restaurant that you're thinking of going to but you haven't gone because you're not sure if it's good enough, or if there is a certain dish that you're trying to find somewhere but nobody seems to be doing it anymore, call us. I'm not trying to make any statement that I know the answers to those or any other question, but we can give you a good start on it, and I think you'll like it. So we'll come up with something. 260-1870. And our program today is sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys does a number of things that I really appreciate, the main one of which is, you know that roast beef poor boy of theirs? Do you know the gravy on it? If you've ever had it, you'd never forget it. But what brings it to my mind is not just that, but on the fact that they make all of this in-house to order, if it makes any sense. Obviously, you don't do a roast beef poor boy to order exactly. You assemble it to order, but making the making the parts of it that get up made ahead of time. There's not very many of those. Anyway, Paran's Poor Boys has been expanding its units lately. They're 3030 Veterans Highway. They're still doing that, but they have a new location out there in Kenner on West Esplanade, just off Williams Boulevard. And then they have this cool new restaurant that is in the makeup of the whole restaurant. And not too many things get to go quite that far. So that's what they're doing in the city itself. Upper line at, what's that cross street? Britannia. Anyway, Bruce is joining us over here on the 18 phone. I don't know what that means even. But anyway.
How are you?
I'm the same old guy doing.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out what Italian restaurant you and your wife could have gone to if it's your favorite, because there's got to be about five favorite Italian restaurants to go to.
That's true. I'll give you a clue. It's on the North Shore.
It could be Nuvolari's. It could be Sal and Judy's. It could be Sella's. Well, more, not as much Sella's, but Sal and Judy's. Or which one was it?
It wasn't any of them. You still haven't hit it yet.
Really?
Huh?
Man. And it's on the North Shore, huh?
It's on the North Shore.
I don't know if you say Italian. Dakota's?
No. Oh, no. No, no. I can see what you mean there, but no, it's not Delcota.
Yeah.
Dakota. This is a hard one.
It is. You know, believe it or not, seriously, each one of those restaurants have something better than the rest of them. And,
that's true.
You know, it's almost like you could go to Sal and Judy's, just get fried calamari, leave.
All right, let's
go to Vince.
Let's throw it into the hopper here and see if anybody gets on the next go round. We will come back with more of the food show in a moment after first, please, this. We're running out of time, but let me get to everything. Someone called and wanted to know about, we're talking about the favorite restaurants. Where is Irene's Cuisine, or are they even still around? Yes, they very much are where they've always been, sort of. About a block away from where they were. They were on Bienville Street, 529. That's where it is. And this is a strange thing. Well, no, never mind. I'll just leave that out. Okay, so Bienville, and that's where you'll find Irene and her cuisine and all of that food that she does. It's a terrific restaurant, always has been. Okay, so where are – Joseph is here on the green phone. Joseph, thank you for waiting. Joseph, you there?
Yeah.
Come on in. Yeah, I'm here waiting for you.
All right, man. The Italian restaurant I'm going to probably think of is Del Porto.
Del Porto? Is that what you said?
Yeah, got it.
You got it. You win. You don't win anything. We don't have any prizes, but
that's okay.
But that's it.
That's okay.
Del Porto. Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for the good guest. I appreciate that. So there's another one of our listeners who is really up to date with the food scene around town, which is what we are after. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Our program is sponsored by New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. I mentioned earlier that you've got, first of all, the hamburgers, and you know that's an obvious one that they've done since the very beginning. But then you move on, you find other things come out of that same kitchen, one of which, of course, is the seafood, the fried seafood mostly. Catfish is the one that really grabs me, but they have a lot of other things. And now this you might not think of, they do some really wonderful things with barbecue shrimp. It's not just the shrimp in a bowl and with some paper and other things, you know, that come along, but they really have that knocked out totally. And they have a number of different dishes that they do with the barbecue shrimp. So check that list before you place your order. All of this is happening at all of the locations of New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. They have 10 locations around town, so plenty of places to find it. And they're open 7 days a week. Dan is calling on the food show over here on the green phone. Dan?
Hey, Dan the Herb Guy.
Herb Guy, welcome.
The guy that wanted to know about a good Greek restaurant is the Acropolis right over there on Veterans Highway near.
Yeah, I'd say it is. I like it.
But I want to tell you, you're talking about the seafood place that cooks the food individually as you're there. What was the name of that? You stopped before
you
said
it. That could be a bunch of different things, but I'll tell you that if you go to Paran's Poor Boys, they cook everything to order. If you New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company, same story. You go there and they prepare it specially for you, not to they don't have it sitting under a heat lamp. If that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. By the way, that Greek place has osso buco, but not on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good place. I haven't been there in ages.
On Broadway, has it? They have osso buco on Fridays.
Yeah, that's right. They do, and it's always good though. That's what's the name of that place?
Broadway.
It's between Broadway and Carrollton.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Maple Street Cafe. That's it.
Maple Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, pal. Tell Marianne hello. Bye-bye.
I sure will. See ya. Let's see. What do we have left to do here? Michael, welcome to the food show.
Hey,
Michael,
Tom,
you there?
Thank you.
Come on in. Yeah.
Hey, we still guessing your favorite Italian place?
Sure. Why not? Take a shot. Somebody's got it already, but let's see if you did too.
Oh, okay. I'd say Bosco's.
Bosco's, I like Bosco's, and we were just there about a week and a half ago, but that's not it. And the real answer, because somebody already got it, is Del Porto.
Oh, Del Porto.
Okay. I think Del Porto is the best Italian restaurant in the entire metropolitan area.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Look, I can't figure out what I'm eating sometimes there, but... Okay.
It's not too. It's northern Italian food. It's not the southern Sicilian food. Nothing wrong with that either. But it's a different bunch of flavors.
Yes, it is. Classy, nice part of town, and nice setup. But okay, I missed it.
Well, nice try anyway. If it were easy, everybody would do it. 260-1870. We still have a couple of minutes here, and if you care to give us a buzz and tell us what's on your mind, what you're looking for, if you found anything good to try. I've been saying at the beginning of the weekend that this was kind of going to be a slow festival weekend, but it turns out it's pretty darn big. The St. Bernard Festival, which is a huge, huge organization. Can you imagine the crawfish alone that comes out of there? But that's a big, big occasion that is happening this weekend. The Greek Festival, I'm pretty sure, is on this weekend. And finally, there was one other one that I didn't want to... Oh, yeah, well, we were talking about Del Porto and the other restaurants in that category. The category that they have over at Del Porto is that it's New Orleans. No, take that away. It is the kind of food that you would get in northern Italy as opposed to in southern Italy. Again, I tell you, there's nothing wrong with the southern Sicilian Italian food. It's just that there's so many other styles that you can get along Italian lines that why not try it once in a while? Joe, welcome to the food show.
Where is Del Porto?
Yeah, it's on the corner of New Hampshire, I think, and corner of right in the middle of town, right across from the old courthouse. I'm trying to remember the name
of
the building.
In Covington?
It's in Covington, right in the middle of Covington, and Boston Street, and New Hampshire.
One more question, real quick.
Me.
Do you eat out every day?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not lying. I do. Yeah. It's a long story. No, this is what I do for a living. It's a pretty good living. I'm not getting rich or anything, but it certainly has given me things to do. Well, let's see. We're almost finished. I just looked over at the... let's see. What do we have left over to discuss today? Somebody called a little while ago and wanted to know what, if anything, has happened to Irene's Cuisine. And in case you missed that, Irene's basically just moved about six blocks from where it was. They are now on Bienville Street, about two blocks off of Canal Street. Great, great restaurant, always has been. It's Count Basie. It must mean it's time to go. We're finished for the day. Must be some baseball or something. I hope to talk to you tomorrow. We will be here from 1 until 3 on the Big 870 WWL. We'd just love to have you join us with that all the time. I'd love to meet you. I really mean that. And why don't you some other time? That's the way it goes. Ba-ba-da-da-da. WWL Radio New Orleans. WWL FM HD1. Kenner, New Orleans. Where the news. Oh, that we have a baseball thing coming up? LSU baseball. LSU baseball coming up. Have a good evening. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.